this is Apollo Control. We're now about 2 hours, 15 minutes away from the time at which we plan to put in a call to the Falcon crew, Irwin and Scott, if we haven't heard from them before that time, to begin their third EVA. At the present time, we have about 30 minutes before we lose radio contact with the command module. And we have not heard from either the command module, Endeavor, or Falcon since we said goodnight to both vehicles. We last heard from Scott and Irwin at 153 hours, 15 minutes. And our last conversation with Al Worden was at 153 hours, 54 minutes. The operation of the Lunar Science Experiment Package on the lunar surface continues to be normal for both the telemetry and the command links. A normal leveling command sequence was completed successfully for the passive seismic experiment, and the superthermal ion detector and the is in the standby mode. All other experiments on the ALSEP are on and sending back data. In mission control at the present time, we're beginning to get some of the members for the oncoming shift. The shift handover is scheduled to occur in about 30 minutes at 11 p.m. Houston time. We expect that if the crew is still sleeping at that time, and we do plan to allow them to continue sleeping if they desire, the shift handover will be in a more or less staggered process. A number of the flight controllers probably won't be coming in for an additional hour if the crew is not awake at the flight plan time of 158 hours, 25 minutes. Flight Director Jerry Griffin will probably be coming in about an hour, hour and a half. So we'll have a somewhat staggered shift change here. We do not intend to have a change of shift briefing because of the staggered nature of the shift handover. We'll continue to stand by with the release line down until we get closer to the scheduled wake-up time. Should we have any conversations with the crew or any indication that Irwin and Scott are stirring and beginning to get up and get prepared for the extravehicular activity, we'll bring the line up and stand by live at that time. At 158 hours, 4 minutes, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 159 hours. There have been no signs of activity at Hadley Base. Dave Scott and Jim Irwin apparently still asleep, and it'll be about an hour and 15 minutes before we plan to awaken them with a call from Mission Control. At this time, our best estimate as to a start time for the third EVA is about 163 hours to 163 hours 30 minutes, about an hour to an hour and a half behind the scheduled time in the flight plan, which would give us a 5 to 4.5 hour EVA. Most of the members of the Gold team of flight controllers are in the control center at the present time. Flight Director Jerry Griffin is preparing to take over from Flight Director Glenn Lunny. The black team will be going off now. And we're also reverting now to the dual flight director, dual CAPCOM status. Gene Kranz will be flight director for the command and service module and the SIM bay activities. The command module spacecraft communicator will be astronaut Carl Henise. And Joe Allen will be coming on to relieve Bob Parker as spacecraft communicator for the lunar surface activities. The command module Endeavour is still about 13 minutes away from reestablishing radio and telemetry contact. Al Worden is not scheduled to end his 8 1/4 hour sleep period until 162 hours. At 159 hours, 2 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
This is Apollo Control, 160 hours and 2 minutes, spacecraft communicator. Joe Allen has placed a call to Hadley Base. Let's listen in.
And we have a beautiful day planned for the two of you.
Very good.
Beautiful good morning, Jim. Has the sun risen over Hadley Mountain yet?
Give us about 30 minutes here. We'll take a look.
I wouldn't be at all surprised, and I've got things for you to copy. I'm standing by.
Houston, happy days.
Good morning, Jim.
Joe, I have one question for you. When we repress the cabin after yesterday's EDA, my water valve was not completely off, and we lost a little water out of the sublimator during the repress. And during the recharge, I noticed on the aux water vent portion that initially there were a lot more bubbles in the sight glass. After the 10 seconds, well, it got down to a point there were just a very few bubbles. But I'm wondering whether there might not be a special procedure involved because we did the repress with the water valve open. Over.
Jim, we copied all that. We'll think about it and be back with you with an answer in a few minutes. By the way, the passive seismometer people tell me that there must be somebody moving around in the limb. Is that true?
Oh, we're moving this morning, Joe.
Roger, you're shaking that seismometer. And, Jim, I have updates to read to you when you're comfortably ready.
Okay, Joe, I'm ready for the update.
Roger, Jim. I'll start with liftoff times. T 43. When you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Roger, T-43, 161, 4-9er, 3-1. T-44, 163, 4-7, 3-6. T-45, 165, 4-5, 4-0. T-46, 167, 4-3, 4-9er. T-47, 169er, 4-1, 5-3. Over.
Okay, beginning at liftoff for Rev 43, 161, 4931, 163, 4736, 165, 4540, 167, 4349, 169, 4153. Over.
Roger, read back is correct. Contact tower when you're ready for departure. And I have LEM consumables update when you're ready for those. Roger, at GET 160, RCSA 85.0, B 85.0. O2 descent 1, 59.9er. 256.7. O2 ascent number 1, 99, number 2, 99. H2O descent number 1, 18.3, number 2, 16.5. H2O ascent 100% on both 1 and 2. Amp hours descent 803, ascent 572. And I have a note on your descent water when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Roger, just wanted you to be aware that the descent water may show over the next few hours between 1 and 0 pounds. You will have actual usable water, perhaps as much as 22.5 pounds. It might not be quite that much. It depends upon the measurement errors. However, we're very well aware of your water situation. It's no problem at all. We just don't want you to be alarmed if you come up with a zero reading at any time on that water. And that's about it for the time being. We're standing by for your crew status report. We'd like also the radiation devices this morning, and I think we have a very nice traverse plan laid out for you. We can talk about that as you start to get ready. Over.
Okay, we copy.
And Dave and Jim, basically, the EVA is going to last somewhere between 4 and 5 hours, so it'll be a short EVA. I'm told that we checked off the 100% science completion square sometime during EVA 1 or maybe even shortly into EVA 2. From here on out, it's gravy all the way. And we're just going to play it cool, take it easy, and see some interesting geology. It should be a most enjoyable day. Over.
Okay, Joe, thank you. We're looking forward to it.
And you're my sponsor, sir. Thank you.
hit the rail for all that good rail photography.
Jim, this is Houston. You're keying your mic off and on. You might be sitting on it or stepping on it or pressing on it.
Okay, I have biomed left right now.
Roger, Jim. I don't know if you copied. I just wanted you to be aware your mic was being keyed on from time to time, perhaps inadvertently.
No, we understand, Joe.
Jim, this is Houston. Your quiz question, everything looks normal to us down here. It seems like there's no problem there at all.
Roger, we copy. And Joe, they fixed the camera last night. There shouldn't be any problem with it this morning.
And I bet he fixed it with a piece of tape, didn't he?
This is Apollo Control, 160 hours, 45 minutes, ground elapsed time. The Falcon crew at Hadley Base was wakened at 160 hours in about 4 minutes with a call in German from spacecraft communicator Joe Allen. After a brief period, the conversation resumed with a short synopsis or summary of what the plan is for EVA 3. Allen described it as being between 4 to 5 hours long, a leisurely type of EVA, all gravy, as he described it, since most, or 100%, that is, of the science objectives were met in the first two EVAs, and the EVA 3 would be primarily a geological expedition. Crew eating breakfast at this time. Therefore, there's little or no conversation on the air ground. It looks like probably around 163 to 163.30 ground elapsed time for start of EVA 3 to get back on the timeline at the end of the third EVA. And subsequent preparations for ascent and rendezvous. Cabin pressure in the Falcon now 4.86 pounds per square inch. All lunar module systems appear to be normal except for some decrease in the quantity of water aboard the descent stage. This will present no problem in the remainder of the stay on the lunar surface. Standing by live on air ground with Hadley Base at 160 hours 48 minutes. This is Apollo Control.
Houston, this is Jim. I'm censored now, and I'm going to put the biomed on right, so you can shut down my sensors.
Roger, Jim. We copy that. Thank you. Jim, this is Houston. We've got good biomed data.
Thank you, Jim.